Cheers. So by the time you listen to this, we'll probably be well into 2025. Right now it's New Year's Eve, and Patrick and I decided to jump on our Talk On To Walk On podcast with a view to just reflecting on our own year. We did do a 6 monthly check-in in July, where we talked about all our visitors and our travels, but we thought we would give you our personal reflections on some of the things we've learned about ourselves this year, which, with along with some tips and advice that we hope will help you, whether you love the opportunity to make a fresh start at New Year, or you want to fling the phone when everybody's talking on social media about New Year, New Me, we truly hope that our little chat here will help you in some way. We wanted to start with hoping that you have a wonderful New Year, and here's to you, and here's to what you achieved in 2024, because we promise you that you definitely did achieve things.
When we, a few days ago, re-listened to this recording that we did 12 months ago, we made a big thing by saying, we're not into New Year's resolutions, but achievements and what you actually get done is far more important, especially when you're doing it like a little bit of a reflection.
No matter how big or how small.
Yeah. But in that recording, we also did, we did a sort of a hint as to what we might be up to in 2024.
Yeah.
So it's, I think it's really, really good to be able to sit here this time of year and think back as to what you got on with, what you achieved, good and bad, better or worse, you know, plus, minus, whatever, nice little balance. And we might touch on 2025, I don't know.
I think we need to give ourselves again a couple of little promises.
So you start first with, you talk about something that made you feel good, an achievement and so on in 2024. You'll carry on.
Well, I'll start from a professional point of view. I think we'll get onto the fun stuff later. Yep. Okay. So we have got a bit of Prosecco here, so we'll probably lighten up as we go.
It'll get lighter and lighter. as
so I'm going to start from a professional perspective. I said in the podcast last year that I was going to start asking on social media for coaching clients, and I still haven't done it. But so that's an
because you don't need to.
Well, yeah, I think that's what came out of it. But I do need to be better at sort of self-promotion in terms of the coaching. I mean, some people go, oh, you're always putting yourself on social media, but actually don't put ourselves on that much. They're just my way of keeping our memories alive. It's something I've always done and I will always do. But from a selling myself perspective, I'm not very good. However, what's come out of it is that people have come to me naturally. And my counsellor said this to me. He said, Michelle, if you're waiting for a kettle to boil and you're watching it, it'll never boil. It takes ages. So just let it go and just see what happens. So when I talked, I thought I'll apply that. And it's so interesting. I started to let go and people started to connect with me. And
I remember there was a week in the summer, wasn't there? Within what in during a week, you had 5 approaches.
Yeah.
From
clients. I think we were away as well, weren't we? But anyway, so
it's like London buses.
Yeah, that is true. I've learned from that is to learn to let detach yourself from outcomes and just genuinely see what happens. The other good thing that came out of this year is that the coaching clients that I've had for the last couple of years are now achieving their goals. So it does take a while, depending on what goal you want to achieve. I can be talking to a client and we can make we often make breakthroughs pretty quickly. Sometimes I say to myself, I have to slow down, but I'm quite intuitive. I'll say that I'm intuitive because I think I've been through so much that I tend to know what the answer is. But the key with coaching, as we've talked about in the past, is the client needs to find that answer for themselves. One particular thing stood out is when we got to see one of my clients actually performing, and that was one of her goals, is to perform live again on her own. And that was brilliant, wasn't it? It was a real pinch me moment, and I was like, because I genuinely, when this particular person came to me, I thought, you've got it all together, you know what you want, she's so strong and resilient, but she actually did need a sounding board, and that was brilliant.
And that's when I realized how good a coach you really are, because she wrote you a testimonial, which
Oh yeah,
was
Which again, great, I haven't put anywhere. And she's like, just put it on your social media.
Or put it on the website or put it somewhere.
I know, I will. Again, okay, so that's the promise that I'm going to make for 2025. Top tip is speak to somebody, whether it's a coach, a mentor, or a friend, about what your goals are. And if you need somebody to keep you accountable or somebody to help guide you, you know, pick up the phone or connect through social media.
And I get that for free every day. Living with
you probably go la 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 with your hands over your ears. But you know you're going to go on about your marathon, but there was coaching involved in that. It was about mindset.
You speak to some people, I'll say it's all about mindset.
Yeah, so go on.
Can I go on about my marathon?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. For 2024, what it made me realize that I'm definitely somebody that if you give a very clear plan, if I have an objective or a goal,
yeah,
and I have a very clear plan on how I'm going to achieve that, then I'll do it. Follow the plan and I'll do it.
You are very good at that.
And that's the way I work. Yeah, whether it's in business, whether it's doing a project in the garden.
I know, but you are quite rare.
Doing one of the many tasks that you ask me to do. If I've got a start, a middle, an end, and a goal, then I'll get it done.
No, I know you do.
And that's what I did.
And that is your superpower, I have to say.
So I did that in 45 seconds.
But I'm going to say, okay, and again, I'm not taking any glory, but I'm going to take a little bit. You do need support around you when you've got a goal. You have to be ultra focused and a little bit selfish. But if you've got family and people who are dependent on you or whatever, you have to have their support.
It's a lot easier to do if you have that support and that sort of positive sort of environment.
So again, it's about talking and telling people what it is you want to do. Some people set a goal and don't tell anybody, and I understand keeping it private, but I do think I would advocate at least telling somebody that you know, like, and trust to help you, and they'll either encourage you, give you words of wisdom, or just, you know, send the odd message of support. I do think that is really powerful. So even say, for example, you want to go for the gym or you want to walk more or whatever, and it can be you meet with somebody to do that. That will always help. But even if you say, right, I'm going to listen to that particular podcast, or what is it that is going to help get you out there? I need to walk the dog. I'm going to walk the dog after dinner every day, stick my podcast on or put some music on and walk. You know, if you've got a goal to just walk, move more, that, you know, that's just what simple. You just need other things in place to help make that happen.
And
we've talked a lot about this on our habits podcast.
We did the habits podcast. And I think that really helped me. I remember one of the points you made about leaving your shoes near the front door.
Yeah.
I think it was something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
To encourage you to go out and go running.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Habits and trying to get those habits ingrained is...
So our girls, Jemima and Hannah, bought me this lovely diary. I'm just showing it on YouTube here, but you'll have seen it. It's a 2025 diary. It's got my name on. But actually, inside, and you know, you can get these everywhere, but the question is, are you going to use it? Is what are your monthly goals? What are your top priorities for the month? And what are your new habits to get you there? So I've already started to fill that in. And I'm really hoping I'm going to stick to it. I'm not going to reveal it all. But, you know, we all say we're going to lose a couple of kilos. Not too many. One podcast a month. Are we going to be able to stick to it? We're consistently inconsistent on our podcasts. And for me to cook more and write more. So these are some of the things that I've thought about.
These were new. I haven't seen those before.
For 2025.
But we did have a discussion as to whether I was allowed to keep you accountable to your goals. And you would prefer...
I prefer it if you didn't, to be honest. No, because you've got your
own.
It might
ensure marital bliss if I don't...
I know, because we have very different goals when it comes to our personal stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But it sits with your midlife to 100 pillars. They all sit within that, don't they? It's about your mind health, your physical health, or nutrition. Our nutrition is obviously similar because we live together.
Yeah.
What was the other ones? Mind health.
Sleep.
Oh, well, sleep.
is one of the pillars.
And I know you want me to go to bed earlier, so that maybe that's something we can definitely work on. And I do agree with that.
Yeah, I don't want you to get up any later in the morning.
I don't get up late. But I would like you know, I'm lying in bed all day. I have had a couple of lies in over Christmas because I've been shattered.
It does remind me on our midlife topic that it is a sign that you're getting into midlife when you compare your sleeping habits in the morning. You know, you wake up to,
I've
had a terrible night's sleep. How was your night's sleep? And we don't normally say that, do we? We don't normally.
You do.
Or do I?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, that was four. And then fifth was community and friends.
Yes.
And family.
Okay, so we do cross over on those things in terms of keeping ourselves accountable. Because we share our life very much, probably more than most couples.
And you're on that fifth one, you are very, very good at that. You're very good at staying in touch with people.
Yeah.
So we talked about 2024 and the good things that we remember and the positives and the achievements.
Yeah.
But it hasn't always, you know, everyone's lives has ups and downs and pluses and minuses and so on. And there have been a few things that have been downers and things that haven't gone the way we expected them to go as well.
That's right. Yeah, we talked last year because, again, we'd actually forgotten about it, even though this time last year was such a huge part of our life. We briefly mentioned on our podcast this time last year that we were in talks to do with our business and where we were going with it, and we had sort of big plans and whatever, and those things didn't work out. For whatever reason, it all was all amicable, but it was a potential collaboration, and it just didn't happen for various reasons. And we'd put loads of energy into it, hadn't we? More mind energy, and you're really good at letting go of things and being really philosophical and just, you know, move on.
Yeah.
Whereas the old me would have been a little bit more like, oh, I've invested all this time. What am I going to have? You know, the spiral of what a waste, what a this, what a that, and you know, and that's the old me. Whereas I've been through my counseling and my own self-work and the self-talk that I now do, and through your influence, dare I say, is that I've learned to let go and detach myself from outcomes much more. You know, it's okay if things don't work out. It's okay if you put time and energy into it. Yes, it hurts a little bit, but then you go, well, hang on a minute. What have I learned? What lessons have I learned? What's come out of it? What have I gained? Rather than thinking, what have I lost? What a waste of time. How awful is that person? Or, you know, starting to feel negative, and it just eats away at your time and your energy going forward. And that was a big lesson for me that I'm going to toast myself on, I think.
Well, let's toast now.
Yeah.
Go on.
Another toast to detaching from outcomes. Detaching from outcomes.
And that those phrases that some people love and some people get irritated by, things like let it go, or it is what it is. It is what it is. But we did get something from that, because you and I spent a lot of time talking to each other about the business, where it might go, the different directions it might go in. All of those talks are not wasted. You know, whenever you have things that go slightly wrong in your life, or things don't work out the way you thought they were going to work out, there are always things, as you were just saying, always things to take away, things that you've talked about or thought about in that process.
Yeah.
That you can take and
maybe that is an opportunity to, I mean, I hate to say it, you know, you don't have to have a proper journal. You know, you can, but journaling and writing things down does give you clarity of thought. I've got this proper journal, and I know Patrick's laughing at me, but I've got like a million notebooks and pieces of paper all over the house where I just write down, okay, that happened, what good came out of it, that happened, what good came out of it, that happened, what good came out of it. And if you truly focus on it, you will find the good. Mm. And I think what came out of that for us was space. Mm. We go, oh my God. Thank God that didn't happen in a way, because
it would have just sucked up all our time
and
attention and focus, and
to
the detriment of many, many other things probably.
Yeah. And the most important thing is that we've been able, which I've always liked to think I've been there for my family and my friends, but I think we've been there more this year for people than we've ever been.
Mm.
And I know I don't mean to like put like a big halo over our heads or anything, but it's true. It's true. We've been there in terms of having the space and the energy and the strength to deal with some of their issues. And not from a, oh, they've all come to us leaning on us, but we've been able to genuinely offer support where they probably wouldn't normally ask. Yeah. And we've felt able to just, we've spotted things before it's too late. We've been there before they've struggled and had to ask for help. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Family and friends. Yeah.
When you give yourself that space, you give other people more time.
Yeah.
So if there are other people, whether they're friends or relations, coming to you and sharing things that they're going through at the time, instead you've got more time to stop and think and listen to them, as opposed to rushing off and doing whatever else is sort of in your mind on your to-do list.
You
give yourself more space.
It is a luxury.
It is a luxury. Yeah.
But it's one that we've decided is a bit of a priority in our life, isn't it? It's not a priority to take on everybody's problems, but it is a priority to be there for the people that are important to us, but really be there and support them as much as we possibly can. So that is a luxury. But it's also an example of not taking on too much, which again, I've had the burnout, and I'm sure you've had a little bit of this, although I know you'd never acknowledge it. Anyone who's had a high-powered career, or they've got lots of stress in their life and lots of obligations, your personal health suffers, your mind health suffers. There's absolutely no doubt about that. So again, a top tip for me, if you were going to look forward into the new year, if you're seeing this as a new beginning, is look at how much you've got on your plate. Is there anything at all that you can shift to just give you the space, first of all, for yourself, but second of all, if you are there for yourself, you've then got the strength to be there for others. Quite a few people passing away, sadly, this year as well. Older generation mainly. Last year, it was a younger people in their midlife. This year's been more parents' generation, your parents' generation, friends.
Mainly. That's right, the parents of friends. We're at that time of our life where the parents of our sort of childhood friends, certainly in the two examples I can think, are starting to pass away. And
but what's also
they're people that we've known.
They were at our wedding.
Yeah, for a long, long time. Yeah,
so they were in that bracket. They were at our wedding. But there's been sadness. But actually, we've looked at, they've all hit a good old age, I don't know what a good age to pass, but I just think the older we're getting, the more privileged we feel to still be here and be happy and healthy and enjoying our lives with our kids and our family and friends. But now people are starting to pass away in their late 80s, 90s. We're reflecting on it, aren't we, and going, God, what a privilege, what a fantastic life that they led to get to that grand age.
That's right.
Like your godparents and your friend, you know, and lovely Joan, where the funeral we're going to this week.
They
all had really good lives, didn't they?
You look back on their lives and you think, wow, if anybody could live a full a life as they did, then that's something to be proud of and to have great memories of. Midlife to 100, that's what I'd love to do. I'd love to be, you know, get to that age, be able to look back and think, I've done all these things in my life. And it's something to savor and be proud of and to reminisce about and to share and so on.
And whilst they had lots of achievements, it was the simple things. I mean, we need to mention your godparents because it was a very rare thing. I'm just going to give them a lot of kudos, even though they have passed away this year. But I don't know their ages exactly, but they were both in their 90s and they died within 5 days of each other. I mean, that is a wow. That is a... I mean, we were at the service and they were next to each other, this beautiful display of roses with each of them. And I was just like sitting there, and I'm sure a lot of people sitting there thinking, if there's a way to go,
this is it.
Yeah. It's insane. And I spoke to the vicar who held the service, and he said in 60 years, he'd only done it once many, many years when he was younger. And it was a very rare thing.
Yeah. But,
you know, we had Jeffrey and Alison up here, didn't we, after all? Mm-hmm. And Jeffrey, whilst you've grown up in Kenya with him as your godfather, he was brought up in India, but he came over to Liverpool in his summer holidays on the ship. Mm. I mean, his stories were insane, weren't they? And we had that, he lived, literally his grandmother lived around the corner from where we live now. I mean, the connections are immense.
Yeah. And lived and worked all over the world as well.
Yeah.
Worked in Borneo for a period of time, obviously in Kenya.
Yeah.
Back in the UK.
And they were a doctor and a nurse. And again, very giving, kind people. Mm. So again, we're big believers in, you know, what you give, you gain. Mm. And they were definitely giving people. Yeah. And I think they had a wonderful life together. So it was a celebration, really, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And tinged with sadness.
Yeah. And the thing I remember about Jeffrey and Alison is that they were always so full of stories. They'd love their lives as much as we looked on their lives with admiration.
Yeah.
And they were always full of stories. And I think they knew that they'd lived special lives.
Yeah.
I guess the moral or the message for us is that we need to be living our lives with intention and being grateful for the remainder of our life that is ahead of us. None of us know how many years are left for us, but we need to be living the remaining days, months, years, decades of our lives purposefully and with gratitude and intentionally.
But it's so easy to forget and get wrapped up in, you know, negativity, isn't it? It's so easy, certainly these days with social media and some toxic stuff that you see on there, which we just need to unfollow and just, you know, do what we need to do to close ourselves off to the negative stuff that's being chucked around so much these days. And we also get wrapped up in, you know, difficulties in our lives. You can so quickly spiral and let it eat you up. Mm. But it's just so important to pause.
Yeah.
Please just pause, go for a walk, go to the park, text a friend, meet for coffee, look, you know, just do what it is you need. Just take 10 minutes if you can, even at the end of the day, and go, what was good about my day? What was good about my day and what can I do differently tomorrow?
And you made that connection fleetingly earlier on in this recording about the connection between mental health and physical health.
Yeah.
Because you need to keep as much as you can your mental health in check and have a healthy mental attitude to life. Because if you don't, or if you don't take the tips and the mental health exercises that you can do, then it does impact on your physical health as well.
Mm.
And that's not good for anyone.
No.
In terms of, you know, cortisol and adrenaline flooding your body when you're stressed or you live a stressful life, it impacts on your physical health.
There's no doubt about that. And it's vice versa as well. If you don't look after your physical health,
it
affects your mind health.
Yeah, and it's connected as well to the five pillars that I use in Midlife to 100. You know, the research has shown that, you know, they will say you should eat well, you should, if you want to live a long and healthy life, eat well, physical exercise and so on, drink a very moderate amount of alcohol. All the blue zone long livers drink alcohol.
That's true. We like the Greeks and the Sicilians,
don't
we? But, in the blue zones.
But the single biggest determinant to long life is none of those things about nutrition and physical health. It's community and a sense of belonging. And whether it's family or friends, let's just call it community.
Yeah.
Because that keeps you healthy up here, keeps your mind active.
Yeah.
And that is the on the pyramid is the top.
Yeah. On that point, we did a great podcast, but I'm saying great podcast because it's been downloaded a lot on Friend Cleansing. So, yeah, build community. Yes, you know, stay in touch with those who, you know, uplift you, energize you. But we did this great podcast on Friend Cleanse, if you want to look that up. And it's okay to let go of certain people. You know, it's seasons, reasons, lifetime for friendships. Take a look at that because yes, build community, yes, stay in touch with people, yes, even make new friends in midlife, that's okay. I was hesitant on that, but you converted me when you told me about your dad, when your mum passed away, when your dad was in his 60s. And he had to make new friends.
He lived for another 30 years.
Yeah.
And had to make new friends from the age of 60
onwards.
And
he lived till he was 90.
Yeah.
And you think, even though he was down south and what you know, he was away from family quite a bit geographically, he made new friends, didn't he? Mm. And but also, it's okay to move away from friendships, and it's okay to let go. I think we don't talk about that enough, definitely. Mm. So, yes, build community, yes, have friends, yes, go and do things for other people, but just watch how much energy you're giving and who you're giving it to.
One thing that has kept us away from our friends are all these projects we have at home.
I know. We're doing it ourselves. We do a lot ourselves. And then, it does take up time.
Okay, going back to the pillars, because we have to connect everything back to pillars.
Okay, yeah, you're
so
right.
So going back to the pillar of physical health, we then decided to buy, I guess, what you'd call a glorified garden shed, a big garden shed. Because I saw on YouTube and things, buy a garden shed and turn it into a gym.
Yeah.
So we thought we would buy a garden shed and stick it at the end of the garden, in an area that was just like undergrowth.
Yeah.
And
Because we had bits of gym stuff, and I'm sure people have got this, bits of things in different parts of the house. And
in the attic, in the garage.
In the garage, in the
bedroom.
And then they'd have dog towels on them, they'd have coats hanging on them.
Yeah.
We'd trip over them, and it was driving me nuts. Yeah. So spent about 3 months hacking away, because we've got a corner of the garden that was really overgrown. So, and in the meantime, I did my shoulder in, which is only just getting better after about 3 months.
Well,
painting the shed, you did in the meantime, trees and the plants.
Yes, you did.
Sounds
your shoulder
awful,
in,
but we have replaced a lot
because
of them.
You were painting the shed.
Yeah,
and then we had to put the flooring in, the walls, and the equipment.
Yeah, so we did it.
Okay, so we've done it. 3 months.
We still haven't been in it though.
No friends. We couldn't see or talk to friends. We were so busy.
And now they're going to go, are we ever going to see you? Because you're going to be in the little shed in your house.
No, but it's moved on now. So that was the physical health pillar. And then on the nutrition side, next to the gym, where the undergrowth was, we've cleared that too. And the idea is it's the good life. The good life. You're Barbara.
Yeah.
And I'm who? What's his name?
Oh, Tom. Well, Richard Bryars.
Tom.
No, but it depends how old you are. If you're listening to this, you won't remember it.
Yeah.
But Google it.
Google it. The good life.
I wish I was Barbara. She was beautiful.
Yeah, Richard Bryars. Not
Penelope Keith.
No, she was.
Oh, God. What's her name?
Felicity
Kendall.
No, Felicity Kendall was Barbara.
Yeah, that is Barbara. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, sorry.
Penelope Keith was the posh one.
Yes.
You could say I was probably a mixture of the two. Penelope Keith.
Yes.
Anyway,
we're boring everyone who isn't in midlife. So we are going to plant vegetables and fruit, and we create some beds and that sort of thing.
We've already got a raspberry bush, though. And we did try some carrots, but they were like the size of the palm of your hand. But the raspberries were great last year.
They were very good.
Yeah.
And we've got blueberries already in pots.
Planted
and
them.
So if we do a podcast mid-year,
we'll
those
let you
of
know.
You who are listening will get an update on how we're getting on. Otherwise, you will have to wait a whole year.
I'm sure you're hanging on in anticipation.
To hear how all these things that we planted and nurtured and harvested have actually worked out.
We shall see.
Fingers crossed. Nutrition, health,
there you go.
Sleep. What am I going to do to get better sleep?
Just go to bed earlier. So that's the plan for that.
even earlier.
Yeah. You'd be in bed by 6 o'clock if you had it. Yeah, Joe away.
But I am looking forward to 2025.
Yeah, no, because we've put things in place, and that's another tip. I mean, okay, not everybody's going to have a gym in the garden and an allotment and whatever else. These are, you know, eye-rolling luxury things. But what we've done is we've created the environment again. We've put things in place. It's a bit like, don't buy the chocolate biscuits, you know, or buy the things that, you know, you're going to enjoy and eat. Buy, you know, the fruit if you can, as opposed to the box of biscuits. Have a biscuit as a treat. But, you know, what we're saying is You need things in place to help you achieve your goal.
So yeah, and instead of talking about physical exercise and going to the gym, just talk about movement.
Yeah.
Just get people up off sofas and off the chair or out of it. Yeah, and just move. Just
yeah, walk. And if you're able to think about, I'm thinking, oh, I can't be arsed, or I don't want to, or it's too dark. Just think about how privileged you are if you're able to. That's another way. That was another thing that somebody said to me once. But you can.
Yeah.
The fact that you can is something to celebrate and something to go, I can do it, so I should do it, because some people can't. Mm.
And then 2025, we have a big year with family as well. Hannah is leaving university.
Yeah, she moved back in 2024, which again, that was stressful after 3 years in Manchester, but she's moved home.
For her final year.
Yeah.
And then she graduates, she finishes middle of 2025, and then she's going to be flying off for a gap year.
And I want to go with her, and I can't. She's like, Mum, leave me alone. Yeah. But she has hinted that she will want to see us at some point.
Yes.
Which is nice.
Yes. Very nice.
So that gives us an excuse to make some plans.
Indeed, more travel
for the end of next year, early the following year. So yeah, we're always looking ahead. There's lots of concerts happening in Liverpool next year. Oh, yes. Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, Dua Lipa, Sting. We're very lucky in this fabulous city of ours to be hosting brilliant people.
Looking forward to those, and they're all happening at the same time.
Iconic.
They're all happening within a few weeks of each other.
Yeah, no.
Literally all four.
So again, reasons to stay physically fit, because if we don't,
because we're going to be standing.
Yeah,
we don't have seats. We're going to be standing and jumping up and down.
Oh,
hours.
We probably
end.
Shouldn't have booked seats. You know, we're getting old now.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine. I can take one of those camping stools that I can unfold with a thermos.
And your little flat cap. No, I don't think so. And I want to write more. There you go. I'm going to throw that one out there.
That'll keep you quiet.
I know. That's the problem, isn't it? Do you know what I'm going to say? My achievement is actually reading books this year. Now, that sounds insane. I have never made the time to be consistent with reading books. Okay, I've done a couple on Audible.
No, that's fine. You've been reading and listening to books.
Yeah, I've done a couple on reading and listening, but because I'm not one for sitting still, even sitting here
move. Quick recap. Cicely Tyson. Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand.
I'm in the middle of Barbara Streisand.
They're
amazing.
All women. They're all women.
Of course,
strong women.
But I did Barack Obama, the first one, not the presidency one.
Yeah, the one he wrote a long, long time ago.
Yeah, Land of Our Dreams. I can't even remember.
Land of Our Fathers. The Dreams of Our Fathers.
It had such an impact, but actually, no, it was actually really good. And then Viola Davis. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh,
that was a good one. Green Lines, I think that one is. I recommend them all. But I've actually never taken the time. My friend is the most avid reader. My best friend Lisa has been an avid reader all her life, and I've always envied that. And I've never made the headspace for it. I've been a reader of politics, a reader of Liverpool political issues. I've read, you know, I'm a mindset. I read a lot around mindset. You know, it's not that I don't read. I just have never taken the time to read people's stories.
And I think I'm right. Am I
and
right?
I'm
in
really
saying,
proud of myself for doing that.
Am I right in saying year? That you did that in 20? It's not as if you did that consciously. It's not as if the beginning. Well, you didn't say it publicly.
No, I didn't.
You haven't referenced that 12 months ago in the podcast we put out.
No,
it just so happened that you decided.
I know.
And I can't remember. Something must have triggered it. I can't remember, but maybe
it's
that's
just
another...
always been something that I thought, I wish I made the time to read. I've always done that. I wish. But like we're saying here, you might not be ready. You might not have the space for it. But you've got to try and make the space. You've got to want to do it. And B, you've then got to make the space and create the environment to enable it to happen. I actually move around a lot. That is why I like Audible. I mean, I do read when I'm in bed now a lot more. But because I listen on the go, Audible has been life-changing in terms of getting through some of these books, and I've loved them.
One of my Christmas presents was Bobby Firmino's memoirs.
Liverpool
memoirs. It's not a biography.
Iconic. You have to tell people who he is, Patrick.
Well, people don't know who Bobby Firmino is.
Not everybody. We do, because we live and breathe LFC.
Okay. something I learned, he is the top scoring Brazilian player in the Premier League. So I've started chapter one. There you go. Chapter one. My finish
last
night.
Need to get a bit better, I think. Yes. Right. We need to end to let everybody get on with their day and let us get on with our New Year's Eve celebrations with our friends, because we are cooking tonight. I'm going to be cooking more. God, I've got loads of things that I'm going to do. 2025. We want to wish you all a very happy New Year. If you don't make any resolutions, then that's fine. But do try and think about small changes. The smallest of changes make the biggest of difference. If you don't start today, start tomorrow. If you don't start tomorrow, don't beat yourself up about it. Start the next day. But do know this, time passes so quickly. Please, if there is something you want to do, something you want to achieve, the smallest change you want to make in whatever part of your life, please make the time to do it. Go for that walk, get the journal out, write it down, and make it happen. And if you need any help, get in touch. Best wishes to everybody. Happy New Year.
2025.
If you've enjoyed listening to our Talk On To Walk On podcast and you want to know more about our coaching, mentoring and talks offer, then go to our website, talkontowalkon.com. If you're listening to the audio version of our podcast, don't forget you can also watch full episodes and view highlights on our YouTube channel. Obviously, if you'd like to sponsor our podcast, we would also love to hear from you. So let's connect, have a conversation, and you never know where it will lead.